There he is, Ted Jank and Oxygen Financial, back to school. He and I both have kids going back to school here on Monday, as you probably do as well. So how do you save some cash? Tax-free weekend is over. This past weekend, the malls were crammed with people trying to save cash. So moving forward, you'll have more expenses. What do you suggest, Ted?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that most people don't do, and this is why when you get the credit card bills in September here, after this month, is they don't stick to a list, nor do they make a list when they go back to school shopping. And you have to remember, places like Staples, Office Depot, Target, they've designed those aisles in a certain way to get you to spend more money. So if you don't bring a list of exactly what you need and stick to that list, your kids will end up in the aisle and end up buying a chandelier for their locker and then buying a whole bunch of other things they don't even need.
I am so glad you said that. I'd never heard of that before. Ariel, her first chandelier. She's in sixth grade. She's in sixth grade this year, and then she gets her locker, her first locker, okay?
Yeah, we always decorated our lockers.
You have no idea.
We're not talking about Farrah Fawcett posters.
Well, she came home with a rug, a shag rug for the bottom of her locker.
We did that.
Shelves for her locker, and she wants to buy a chandelier for a glass chandelier for her locker.
That's nuts. That's really pretty, though. I mean, it's for a girl, I guess. It's a little over the top. It's classy. Can I say it's classy?
If you're hanging out in your locker like it's your apartment, it's a freaking locker. You shove your books in, you put your weed in the back, and you leave.
No, see, that was a big deal. We would actually get our lockers. You had a day before school started, and that's when you went in and did your locker.
Right.
So I had boards that I used all through that had carpet wrapped around it, so I'd shove that in. So I had the carpet on the bottom and the top and in the pictures and all the stuff. You never decorated your locker?
They have mini Dyson. They have mini Dyson vacuum.
That was a big deal in the 80s. I'm glad to see that they're decorating their lockers again, bringing that back. That's cool.
So maybe suggest don't take your kid with you to go shopping. Just take a list.
Yeah, well, a lot of the places actually have the list that the schools put out because, you know, each school is a little bit different, but the school will have a list of main items that you have to bring. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of places like Staples or, you know, Target, they might actually have the list, but they design next to it 2, 3, 4 aisles with snacks and goodies and other things that you might not need necessarily, but by the time you go in there and thinking you're going to spend $80 without that list, you'll end up spending $200 or $300.
It's silly.
You're right. When you check out, there's those bins of fun things, and you think you need all of that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get sucked into that.
It's called a spontaneous buy.
It is, but man, it's good buys.
All right, what else you got?
Well, I think one of the big things is that if you haven't gone shopping yet, I would take the rest of this week and just go through and clean out your drawers and cabinets at home to see what you had from last year. Because people year over year will buy more mechanical pencils, they'll buy a calculator they don't need, they'll buy like 3 more packs of batteries, even though they have 3 packs of batteries at home. And so just go through all your drawers to see what you have inventory-wise so you don't double up and spend money on the same things that you actually have already.
Or just steal out of the closet at work. I mean, borrow.
I don't recommend that for my employees. I don't want them taking stuff from work, but I guess here at Cumulus, you could do that, yeah?
There's a ton of supplies here behind the front desk. I mean, files.
See that bag over there? That's Caleb's school supplies right there. That's what I got. There's cubicles over there. Salespeople don't get in until about noon. So I go over there in the morning, and I just go from cubicle to cubicle. I was like, oh, she needs a highlighter. She needs a stapler. She's probably going to need that computer.
Nice.
There's a sales guy that just left the other day. He ain't using it.
No, when they quit, they just leave all their stuff. That's when you got to grab it.
Bailey needs a Dell. All right, what else you got?
Tip 3, go through terminated employees' desks.
Sure, they always leave stuff.
What else you got, Ted?
Well, I think one of the things, a lot of people hear about the main office supply stores in places like Target, but a lot of people don't think about going to like a dollar store, 99-cent store, a general dollar, because there are a lot of things that are really good that you can get in that store for a dollar that may actually cost you $2 or $3 at one of the main office-type places. A lot of people think that dollar store doesn't have anything, but it has lots of supplies in there that you can get, or you can go to a place like Five Below as well. It's a great place. Before going to school, if people, you know, need earbuds or other things like that that you may use for school. So I like both those kinds of stores to save money.
Oh, yeah, 12 months out of the year. I'm a big fan.
About to say,
shampoo,
Bailey,
toothpaste, soap, toilet paper.
You got
paper.
A coupon for all that stuff, don't you?
Hey, I do have a coupon for the dollar store. So I can get a discount. I'll take any discount I can get.
They can't do a dollar off, then it's free, right?
Well, no, it's 90 cents. I get 10%. 10% when I go there. You know, also, you know, the kids outside of, you know, the pens and papers and stuff, as parents know, I mean, you're paying for Wi-Fi. You got to have smartphones. And then you got to keep up with the Joneses. You know, at one time when we were in school, Steve, it was, you know, the brand of clothing you were wearing. You know, not so much anymore. It's not so much brand specific. It's technology specific. Big am time. I right?
You know, oh, so you're goofy if you don't have that high-end technology now.
This is one of my recommendations is that you really need to check your data plan and your overall family cell phone plan, because if your kids are on the cell phone plan, generally the mobile phone companies won't call you to tell you that there's a better deal. You only find out there's a better deal when you go into the store to generally upgrade your phone or buy a new one. They say, well, why aren't you on this new plan? You could be saving some money. And so it's a good time right now before you go back to school, while you have a little bit more free time, and the kids do too, to go into that store and say, am I on the best plan? Because now the schools are encouraging the kids use their cell phones at school.
That blows my mind.
They actually get them involved because they know they're using them anyway.
Well, here's why they do it, is because the kids are using computers. So the school system, because they don't have the money to have computers for all of the kids, so your cell phones are now mini laptops. So you just bring in and use your cell phone to do research. It makes sense. It really does. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's, the kids are going to have cell phones anyway. But, you know, Arielle didn't have an iPhone. And again, she's going into sixth grade until just a couple, well, Christmas I bought her one. You know, and she wouldn't take her old cell phone to school. And I had no idea why. And then Rachel's like, she's embarrassed. And I said, what's she embarrassed for? She's, you know, a fifth grader with a cell phone. I mean, what are you kidding me?
It's pretty damn good.
She's like, you know, all the kids have got iPhones. I was like, all right, I get it. And I was there. Okay. I took a breath, took a step back. I was like, let's go get her an iPhone.
Yeah. Well, now I'm also a big fan, guys, of checking social media. Uh-huh. You realize all these big companies have Facebook pages today. And if you go to those pages, especially this time of year, because they want your business, there are coupons or discounts that will be on social media if you check the main social media pages for those big companies, or at least Google coupon for Office Depot or Staples or Target. And if you do it that way and check images, you'll be able to click back to an article or a link to try and get you a coupon. So at least look for the coupons for the places that you're going to, whether it's Bed Bath & Beyond, your child's going back to college and you're getting some stuff for the dorm, or you're going to one of these places. That 10 or 20% may be a big difference on your bill.
You know, there's that middle age of, and I feel for parents in this situation, where our oldest, who's a junior, Caleb, and, you know, he dresses, you know, cool, but jeans and t-shirts. So it's not much money for the kid when we go out and buy clothes for him. You know, he'll go to Hot Topic and buy band t-shirts, right, and then we'll get him some jeans, and he's done, right? As long as he's got some cool sneakers, some Converse. Now, Arielle, on the other hand, she's transitioning from Justice, you know, which is pretty inexpensive for younger kids, into sixth grade clothes, where it has to be brand specific, which means more money. So she can keep up with the other kids. And we all have been there. You got to kind of understand that, right?
Oh, yeah. I lost that battle.
You're sent to school with Jordache.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing, Dad? Why are you making me wear Jordache? I'm going to get pounded for this, and I'm wearing Olympians. Don't. I need Nikes.
I was a late bloomer, too, man. I didn't understand. I was going to school with short corduroy OP shorts and an shirt tucked in, looking like a total toolbox, until the kids were like, dude, buy some Bugle Boy, you douche. And I was like, my bad, dude. So I went out and bought Bugle Boys with suspenders, and it was cool.
Steve, you didn't have tough skins?
No, I did.
That's 70s. Well,
but that's 70s. As a kid, I did in elementary school. And then I finally told my mom, I'll go, I'm not falling down on my knees that much that I think I need this extra padding. Could I get a regular pair of jeans?
It's the worst size to have in there was Husky.
Husky.
That's what I was.
She gave me a pair of Wranglers. I was like, I don't know about this.
It was embarrassing. I couldn't wear jeans when I was a kid. I always had to wear the Husky section corduroys from JCPenney.
Oh, boy.
Corduroys.
I was
Husky.
No stranger to the JCPenney rack either.
Oh, the elastic bands. Yeah. That was my friend.
I came to school wearing a sweat jacket, Oakland Raiders. And everybody's like, I didn't know you're from California. I'm not. This was on sale. I'm really a Falcon fan.
I don't think we caught on to fashion trends as a kid until later in life. Kids now are fashionable, you know, like at 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what the hell fashion was. I still don't know what fashion is. Well, I mean, look at me.
Today's not a bad day for you, but I've seen you have some bad days.
You've seen me have some bad days.
Yeah, but you got a hoodie, you pull over, you look okay today.
All right, Ted, how can people find you if they need you?
Well, I'll tell you what, since you're going back to school, what I want to do today is give away a free copy of my book, 100 smart money moves to make right now. Go to oxygenfinancial.net. Put your name in. I'll get you out a copy of my free book. Read this thing, and you will get some money moves to save you not only on school supplies, taxes, and other things before the end of 2016.
Yeah, we're just talking school stuff because it's topical today. But you go to TED, you know, for everything else. I mean,
like if you don't have kids, you can still go to TED.
Correct. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Because I don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to TED today.
Trying. I feel so bad for your kid.
Why?
Your unborn
child. I haven't even had my child yet. My child's still in heaven waiting to get storked in.
Your three-month-old child.
Stop crying, stupid PC world, you big puss in boots. Puss in boots. Babies don't cry. Man up.
Poor kid.